Florida has about 650 charter schools, but it also has a 30% failure rate. Georgia has less than 120 charters, but it closes far fewer of them. Director of the Georgia Department of Education, Louise Ersty, says his state is picky.
Some states make it easy to get a charter and hard to keep it. Some make it hard to get a charter and easy to keep it. We make it moderately difficult to get a charter because we want to make sure that you actually, you know, can do a good job.
It will soon become even harder for current charter operators to stay in business. Last fall, Georgia created a new rule that puts charters that don't meet state performance goals on probation.
That directs the department to evaluate every charter school and determine who should be on probation and what the steps are to get off probation or to be terminated if you fail to get off probation. And we're in the final stages of putting that process together and rank ordering schools.
In July, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution ran a series of stories criticizing the length of time it took to close failing charter schools. Georgia charters perform about the same as their traditional public school counterparts. A big issue in that state right now is funding. Georgia schools have a complicated system that sets a floor for what charter schools can get. It's up to local school districts to dole out the rest of the money. And Ersty says some districts are more generous than others, and the state school funding laws are unclear.
The law provides for, on the one hand, it says you can't treat them any more poorly than your other schools, the formula is allows it to be lower. And then the issue is, well, what's in the gray area? And so it's clarity about what's required and what's not required.
Georgia's debate over whether charter schools should be able to tap into local funding mirrors the ongoing fight in Florida over the same pot of money. Florida charter school lobbyist and former state education commissioner Jim Horn recently told the Florida Board of Education that some charters could close if they don't get additional funding to cover areas like maintenance and rental costs. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.